Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Double Diamond Hour here on TalkingAlternative.com. No, I'm not Dr. Millie Lytle. Yes, you get a break from our Eating for Meeting show. Dr. Millie is taking a well-deserved day off. She works with some personal stuff that she's working on, but she will be back next week, never fear. And so before we get started, a couple of things I want to briefly mention. First of all, I really want to give a big shout out to Patricia Albert and Jeff Carrera, who I had interviewed on my show on Fridays, the Conscious Consultant Hour, around the work they do called Mutual Awakenings. It's really some beautiful work. They did a nice little meditation at Quest Bookstore Thursday evening. And for me personally, it was really a wonderful experience, and I really enjoyed it. And you may have noticed in the newsletter, we've been putting in about their upcoming events. So if you can make it, they just did sort of a 3-day weekend intensive this past weekend. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it, but they're doing another one the end of January. So I highly recommend you check it out. It's their website is evolutionarycollective.com. I think their interview is still up on the archive page for the Conscious Consultant Hour. So please go and check that out. I also wanted to kind of briefly talk about self-care. A lot of work that I've personally been doing lately has been around self-care. And if you listen to Aurea's show, you know, just before this show, you heard him talking a lot about giving space and imagination. And a lot of that also has to do with self-care. And over the weekend, I'd been at the gathering this weekend. It's really some of the work, and it's interesting because I just find that I've been having more and more conversations with people these days around self-care. So I really, you know, it's something relatively alien to us. We tend to think like we have to do this. I have to take care of my family. I have to take care of work. I have to take care of my job, my business. You know, I have to take care of my boss. But really, in the end, we have to take care of ourselves. If you're not taking care of yourself, you're not really going to be in such a great position to take care of other people. So I want you to just, you know, kind of think about that and try and just see, how can you take care of yourself? How can you give yourself some more space throughout the week? And just see how it feels and see how much better you're able to serve other people after you've taken care of yourself. And today I'm very pleased to have on my show someone who I consider a specialist in self-care because NJ Cho, who is both a PhD and a licensed massage therapist, has been basically helping people with body work, which is one of the best ways of self-care. And I am a huge, huge believer in having body work done. He's also a national certified therapist of massage and body work, which I guess is a designation, with over 20 years of experience specializing in a very particular Eastern holistic style of manual therapy called Sugi, which is means hand energy, and it's a form of acupressure. It's a healing practice and art that he's learned since childhood directly from his father, who is a world-renowned Eastern medical doctor. And really, his work is helping you to release those blockages within your body and doing it in a very, very interesting way. So I'm curious, NJ. I mean, growing up around your dad, who is very well known in South Korea and in the Eastern culture, I mean, did this work just kind of come naturally to you? Were you resistant to it in the beginning? I mean, what was the dynamic just kind of growing up around this?
Yes. So one of my fondest memories from childhood was basically having my dad invite me to, just holding my hands gently and just inviting me to start walking on people's backs.
Oh, really? How old were you when he started?
I was around 2 or 3.
Oh,
you
wow.
Know, barely walking. A toddler. And, you know, what I felt instantly was the kind of love and joy sharing that my dad really exposed me to and showed that was possible in a very simple way. You know, even the toddler could do it. And without knowing too much about the techniques of this kind of body work, where actually walking on people's back is a common aspect of it, actually. Mm-hmm. It's not for everybody.
No.
But for most people, it's especially when you have the sweet little feet of a toddler's weight walking up and down your spine and your legs, it's very soothing. And even for me as a child, I can still like just remember physically what it felt like to be, you know, you were talking about self-care. Well, caring for others, I think, is it does allow you to be in touch with other people as well as yourself.
Yeah.
And I really do feel like even as a child, I could feel that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it really, for me personally, being a healer myself and doing this kind of work, it's very nourishing for me to help other people as well. But, you know, just sometimes we need to know, like, oh, if I'm tired today, I need to just take care of myself and not help on other people. So I'm curious now, you learned this from your father at a very young age. Is this a tradition that sort of lived in your family lineage?
Yes, although I have to say my dad was the first person to really be able to put it in a contemporary context and beyond the family.
Uh-huh, okay.
I remember, I mean, I left Korea, we were from Seoul, in just outside the city, in the countryside, kind of mountainous and farms and everything. But I remember, you know, just going back there a few years ago, I left when I was like 3 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When I went back, one of the most indelible images to take back with me from that trip was going back to the village and seeing that you were talking about lineage. We have actually 19 generations of tombstones.
19 generations?
On this hill. And it's just quite a sight to witness. You know, where you come from and just the history behind that. And out of those people, yes, they, you know, we didn't have formal doctors. I mean, you had to kind of fend for yourself, again, a form of self-help, self-care. And basically, but what I'm saying is my dad was the first one in the 20th century mm-hmm. to say, okay, this is something to be shared in the community at large. And he happened to be very talented. Two of his brothers actually do the same thing. One is in Hong Kong, mm-hmm. the other is in Korea. But my dad has come to the West. We actually went to Hong Kong when I was 3 or 4 years old. Okay. My mother's actually Chinese. So we grew up in Hong Kong, and that was another thing that I think added to the environmental influence. I think back in the 70s when I was growing up in Hong Kong, that Hong Kong really was the hot spot on the globe, where the East really did meet West. There were many Westerners, foreigners, international people that I was exposed to, and people were naturally curious about, okay, you know, we have the wonders of the Eastern traditions and cultures and the advances of Western technology. Now, is this 1970s and onwards, would this be really, will we be able to finally see a convergence of the two and interaction? So even as a child growing up, I could, it was very palpable. It was exciting.
Wow, yeah, that must have been fascinating growing up in Hong Kong in the 70s. And it, I guess it's really interesting about how, you know, this is sort of something very ancient or very old lineage, and yet your dad and yourself have been able to bring it sort of into modern times. And it's, I just find it funny how in some ways today that the more advanced we get, the more we find that some of these ancient traditions really have a real basis in something that works, because they've developed over so long. I'm assuming that, you know, as this technique was sort of passed down through the generations, like everybody sort of learned and saw the result of what they were doing, so they were able to sort of refine the technique and improve it with every generation. Before we go to break, just briefly, why do you call this more sort of acupressure as opposed to just general body work?
Because it really is another form of acupuncture, believe it or not.
Okay.
First of all, the prefix is the same. Means different things. It's a Latin prefix meaning something acute,
right,
sharp, and therefore it's a synonym for the needle. Mm-hmm. And so that's clearly what's happening in acupuncture. However, with acupressure, it's using hands.
Mm-hmm.
But the underlying map of meridians and the principles are exactly identical.
So this is something that always kind of fascinated me, is that how, I mean, the Korean culture is different from the Chinese culture, is different from the Japanese culture, yet all three cultures use the idea of this network of meridians and these energy lines. So there is some sort of commonality between the way these three cultures approach health and well-being.
Yes, I guess that's a general thing, culturally speaking. I mean, it's kind of like, in the Western, if the cradle of civilization, the Western civilization, was in Greece and Rome, the parallel to that in the East is China. So, and if you talk to a Korean or Japanese person, they would fully acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it all emanated from China, actually.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to kind of dive a little bit deep into this form of body work. And, of course, if anyone out there would like to call in and ask NJ or myself some questions, feel free. Our call-in number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to the Double Diamond Hour on TalkingAlternative.com, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique Decoq.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is their common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once.
Talking about the 70s, there's a nice old song for you from the 70s. So, NJ, I'm curious, after sort of being trained by your dad and growing up around this body work, you did go out and you know, get degrees and become a licensed massage therapist. Was there a reason why you felt the need to kind of, I guess, you know, get this background in the sort of the Western side of body work?
Yes, a lot of that was just out of pure pragmatism. I wanted to choose a path of least resistance to start legally working on people's bodies. And I knew that whatever path I took, eventually I would still be practicing my dad's style that he refined. So I checked with the authorities and other people and figured out massage therapy license would be the most appropriate. Yeah, so that's what I went for.
But then you also went and got a PhD in psychology, which you wouldn't often think of people who do body work as getting a PhD in psychology. What pulled you in that direction?
Well, I would say the flip side is equally valid. I would say that for many body workers who are really dedicated to their work, if you really probe, they sooner or later the discussion of the mind-body connection would pop up. And I would imagine, and I know actually, the opposite would be true. I've talked to many psychotherapists, and they realize the importance of the state of the physicality of a person affecting the mind, or vice versa. So, yeah, that hence the interest and being in New York City. you know, another thing to say that to preface that is for undergrad, I went to UC Berkeley in California, and I really feel like this one place in New York I found was like a little Berkeley for me. This is the new school for social research.
Sure.
Now, people associate the new school, the general public out there, many people think it's kind of like another version of the learning annex or something. But
really, they don't take it quite as seriously.
However, if you really look into it, it's a very well-respected, well-regarded academic institution. Frankly, yes, I did start out with these really pretty open courses, where open meaning they had courses in introductory psychology that anybody could sign up to to enroll in, pretty much. So I was one of those. But then very soon, after a year or two, they will filter the student body quite a bit. And for those people like myself who really found their calling in psychology, then that you had options to really pair up with these experts, very well-regarded academics in the field, and do some meaningful work with them. And that's what I did. And they were very generous with me and a couple of other students who showed some promise. So I really took advantage of these teaching fellowships and so on. So financially, they really did support me and pretty fully. And one thing led to another. I before I knew it, I got my master's, and then after that, I thought, well, why not go all the way? you know, because I found a professor, this former a fellow from Oxford, actually, teaching there, and our focus, the work I did with him was in neuroscience, in looking at the left and right brain interactions and emotions in people. And that's a short version of what I did with him. And so I ended up with a PhD there after a few years in 2009. Yeah.
So after you got your PhD, did you ever think about opening a therapy practice, or did you know you were going to stick to doing body work?
So it's still a work in progress. It's not something I could just implement overnight, I thought. First, I had to really familiarize myself with the different settings, forums out there. You know, in psychotherapy, there are so many different variations. And I also just knew that at the core of what I did, the first thing, the automatic go-to thing that I can do immediately with people is body work.
Right.
So I've been doing doing what I do as a private practitioner for years, and I was still practicing as I was pursuing my studies in psychology. Mm-hmm. So, long-winded way of saying, it's still a work in progress. Now, with some of the clients who see me for body work, initially, they gradually do open up. Right. And some of them do want to talk with me therapeutically. And so I find that my studies in psychology have really informed my bodywork practice.
Yeah, I know Alice Miller wrote a book called The Body Never Lies, talking about trauma and really how trauma and pretty much all of our emotions are really stored in our body. And I've talked with many people lately about this field called psychoimmunology that's all about how the body actually stores emotions in the cells of the body, how when we're at an extreme emotional state, the hypothalamus and the thyroid release these peptides and proteins, and they actually get lodged into the cells. And as the cells replicate, those neuropeptides and proteins are still there. So until they're released, you're actually still holding on to that emotional charge.
That's right, Sam. And that is what I feel. I'm so lucky why I feel so lucky to be living at this time. You know, my dad has done so much good work. He's over 82 now, but still practicing. He's not in New York, but still going strong.
Yeah.
He's more energetic than many people, including myself in many ways. Yeah. But whereas with him, he pretty much, you know, once he moved to the West especially and started working on people and basically, I would call it performing miracles on people who come to him, you know, back then especially, people would come to him. Westerners, I'm talking about, being kind of, you know, as a last resort, having exhausted everything else, having gone to all the experts, all the MDs and specialists they could have found.
Could you give us a specific example, maybe, of one person that you thought was just an amazing?
Well, yes, my dad. I would defer to his overall experience and number of cases with him, much more extensive than myself. However, yes, cancer patients, really? Spontaneous remissions, even things like things that with a modern scientific kind of model, it would be hard to explain. Something like cystic fibrosis, a genetic illness. Things like recently myself, I've really helped somebody with something called pulmonary hypertension, which is, you know, there are all these so-called incurable diseases, conditions out there. And I think that that is really where my father and I, people like us, fill a void, kind of bridge the gap. Because I think what people have available to them in terms of care, medical care, is kind of all or nothing. You know, they either have to just get by with what little medications and minimal care
they
can afford, or if they're wealthy enough, they can seek out world-class specialists. But there's a huge gap in the middle where, you know, people like us using low tech, but very with a very intensive kind of level of investigation, can really add value to the health consumer.
So I'm curious, since like you work, although you work with your hands and your feet, you're still working sort of along the meridians. Do you feel you're kind of sensitive to people's energy, or are you just completely feeling how the body is reacting when you touch it?
Really a bit of both.
Yeah, okay.
I do my best to, and that's the one thing I think that's different between what I do in acupressure versus acupuncture. Acupuncture, it's kind of in the reverse. You know, the skilled practitioner, they spend quite a bit of time and attention on the initial assessment and, you know, looking at your tongue, you're taking a pulse. And so on, before they then implement a strategy with very precise placements of needles. Whereas with me, what I do is I'll listen to your medical background, but that is really background information, knowing that every time you come in for a session with me, you're in a slightly different state. And therefore, I'll start with you, start working on you right away with my hands, and let my hands respond to what needs to be addressed. And basically, points of tension, which can be interpreted as blockages to your chi flow. And so my overarching goal is to find those blockages and remove them manually for you.
I see. And people normally, because I guess this is body work and manual work, they kind of feel the difference, I would assume, pretty quickly.
That's right, because I think what I do can be very versatile in the sense that I can really vary the amount of pressure I apply, the length of time I stay on one spot, and then even on the one acupoint, it matters a lot the way I manipulate. So yeah, even the angle that I dig in, you know, so the pressure is only one component. The angle. The manner, if it's a more of a circular motion, or is it more of a straight in kind of pressure, it all matters a lot.
I see. Because I know from like acupuncture, there are different ways of like inserting a needle, and you can rotate the needle in a clockwise direction or a counterclockwise direction and move it around. And all of that makes a difference depending on what's going on. So you kind of have, I guess, an analogous way of working with people, but with your fingers as opposed to a needle. What would you say is the big difference, though? Like, I mean, you would think that with your finger, it's rather blunt. I mean, it's not going inside the body. What is the difference in effectiveness between a needle and your finger?
Yes. So there are, first of all, I'd like to just say that I have the most respect for the skilled practitioners of acupuncture out there. What I think I, you know, just from my point of view, the what I'm doing is more dynamic, my hands are moving around more, and I'm really following your body's lead. I feel like when I'm really locked in to the groove in over the course of a treatment, it's like automatic. It's like walking, running, driving a car. I don't have to think about it.
It becomes very intuitive.
And yes, and what's more, it's just like when you're driving and you're going for a smooth ride, you don't, you know, focus on, okay, am I turning the steering wheel just the right amount and blinking at the, you know, just right. You know, it's smooth and you are responding to how the road feels under you. Well, the road is kind of like the human body for me. And it's you have to respond to the contours of the person's body.
All right, cool. All right, great. Well, it's time for us to take another commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk maybe about some of the challenges of doing this work. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Double Diamond Hour on TalkingAlternative.com. I'm your host, Sam Leibowitz, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I've got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
Yes, and the power is in your body, right? I mean, the body holds everything. We live in our bodies. I mean, a lot of people just live in their minds, but I mean, truthfully, we live our lives in our bodies. Inche, I'm curious, like over the course of developing your practice and studying on your father, what was really like the biggest challenge for you in kind of finding your own way in this work?
I would say that for a long time, I wanted to perfect the technical aspects of the practice, which I think was a very worthwhile process to have gone through. I think anybody in any discipline who's dedicated would go through such a process. And I would say, of course, I'm still going through it. Now, my attitude toward it, however, Mm-hmm. Once it evolved beyond just needing and wanting to perfect things, mm-hmm. then naturally my practice actually improved tremendously. I mean, I could really feel the leap that I made. And you know what?
So instead of like efforting so hard, when you relaxed into it, you found it was much easier and worked much better for you.
That's right. I guess you can say it's got to be organic. You can't fake it. You can potentially hurt people if you're just following a book and just some very scratching the surface kind of guidelines. You can hurt people. So you, first and foremost, yes, you have to develop, really groom, really train your level of sensitivity through the fingers. Yes.
And would you say over the years that you've had your practice that people are starting to be more open to what you have to say and starting to be more open to this kind of a modality?
Yes, and I have to thank just the zeitgeist out there. over time, I remember when I first started, it was still, I mean, most people I spent quite a bit of effort and time initially just persuading people to take, give this a shot. This was to them so foreign and quote unquote hocus pocus. but really now people are, first and foremost, they think of themselves as rational health consumers, and they look at the different, the ever expanding menu of choices out there. Now, of course, there are limitations, constraints, financial, and so on. The type of insurance you have, but I think people have access to at least the information, online or through. Even coworkers, friends and family.
Yeah, word of mouth seems to be the thing that really spreads, because when people hear of somebody having an amazing experience, now they're going to be open to it.
And then added to that is the finally, the scientists out there, the researchers in a more Western setting are beginning to pay more attention to Eastern, more foreign modalities. And I think, again, that's been consumer-driven. I think the consumer has been demanding it.
Right.
And you were talking about the peptides and so on earlier. Well, I think what I do traditionally has been viewed through the lens of traditional Chinese medicine, having to do with like qi, the yin and yang, the five elements, and so on, which all are very, very elegant, poetic ways of viewing the world and your place in the world, how you can be at one with the cosmos. However, today, what's really exciting is science is catching up with what people
with the
have
ancient
been
traditions.
So a very prominent example there is, I mean, one way to interpret in a physiological way, medical way, if you will, what I do is, a big part of it is I'm tapping into your hypothalamus pituitary axis, the so-called HPA. These little glands in your brain are the master regulators of your body, all kinds of physiology going on. And it doesn't take much for that HPA axis to be thrown off balance a bit. And then all kinds of illnesses can manifest. So the kind of work I do is, first and foremost, balancing, rebalancing you. And you can then examine, test for it with the kinds of serotonin or endorphins being released. Technically speaking, they figured out lately that the level of target on your body that the kind of work that I do achieves is at the so-called type 3 fibers in your muscles. And those are where you have the endorphins that can be released. And with endorphins, you have pain management regulation. Mm-hmm. Serotonin rebalancing allows for mood elevation.
Mm.
So I've seen numerous people with who are clinically depressed, for example, who swear by what I do. Maybe
really?
Not always exclusively what I do, but certainly.
Right. But as one facet of an overall.
Yeah, complementary. Yes.
How would you say your studies of sort of the Western approach to body work has affected what you've done? Given that it's so deeply rooted and steeped in Eastern traditional medicine.
So I think it just makes what I do, it kind of demystifies it when mm-hmm. I frame what I do in more, for example, physical therapy kind of mm-hmm. setting. So I'll give you a couple of examples. You know, carpal tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so people even go for surgery after years of persistent carpal tunnel syndrome at the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of the time they're missing the point, missing the mark. So what I do, it's for me, it's like playing detective work, working backwards and retracing the root cause of things. So carpal tunnel, to me, 90%, over 90% of the people complaining about carpal tunnel, I can go straight to their shoulders on the same side and find their scalene muscles, those tight band of muscles. There, you have three of them. We all have three of them on each side of our neck. Mm-hmm. It connects our neck to our first, second ribs mm-hmm. under the collarbone, and we engage and contract and relax them in order to move our heads. Now, mm-hmm. when those scalene muscles tighten up, they can easily squeeze on the network of nerves called the brachial plexus uh-huh. in your shoulder, and then that could affect all the way, have a downstream effect
down to
your wrist.
Right.
So I can say something similar about people complaining about lower back pain. A lot of times, the kinds of lower back pain that come and go, and you mm-hmm. can't really place where is it really coming from.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, you can identify the real source in their hip flexors, in their muscles, the psoas major, the iliacus muscle inside mm-hmm. their hip bones. Once we release that, then their back pain is gone instantaneously. So
so it's really learning how pain can be really referred from different areas, and that, you know, Westerners, we tend to think like, oh, the pain, that's where the problem is. But oftentimes the real cause of the problem is actually in a different part of the body. So when you can focus on trying to find the root cause as opposed to just focusing on the symptom, that then you can get real healing.
That's right. So the last thing I do is helping you relieve symptoms. What I promise people is you come to me, the only side effects you'll get are the good ones. You will come and your original symptoms will disappear and mm-hmm. then some. Things that you might not even have been aware of, I can identify for you.
Right, because oftentimes, like you say, like the tight shoulder can be causing carpal tunnel, but it can also be causing other pains and other
compensating
things.
In the rest of your body.
Right.
Even
right,
down
right.
to your legs sometimes.
Right. Wow. Cool. All right, let's go out to our last break, believe it or not. And time flies by when you're having fun. And when we come back, let's talk about where you see things going in the future and how you see this modality developing. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Double Diamond Hour on TalkingAlternative.com. My guest this hour is NJ Cho, a licensed massage therapist and practitioner of Sugi acupressure. So everybody, please stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zouboff.
Bonjour, c'est Hassania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is their common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City, every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Turning on, all the clouds of gun can't beat this blue sky. Just like a desert that turns into a water stream, there's something in the now that makes it a brand new me. No point in blaming you, cause sometimes we make mistakes. Just gotta stand up and say, I'm better off alive.
Yes. And you feel better off alive, especially after you get some body work done on you, and it feels great. So just a couple of things. I just also want to kind of let our audience know, the way you do your body work, you actually don't work on a table like most body workers do.
That's right. I use a twin-size floor futon mattress.
Mm-hmm. And why do you work with people on the floor?
I feel much more grounded.
Ah.
For one thing. The other is, like I said, quite a bit of what I do is walking on people's backs, mm-hmm. their legs, and mm-hmm. so on. So it's a little easier body mechanics-wise.
Right. And how long is a typical treatment?
40 minutes is standard.
Okay.
However, many people come for longer sessions.
Mm. And do you find that, like, you know, people come to you, like, once is enough? Or do you find that, you know, it does take a few sessions to really get the body to fully release what it might be holding on to?
So with my wife's migraines.
Uh-huh.
I took care of them in one session.
Okay.
That's before we got married. And yeah. So sometimes, yes, if we're lucky, even after one session, people will like say, okay, you take my walking cane. I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to walk out of here. I can't believe what you did, you know, and so on. But I think overall, three sessions is what I recommend over maybe a week or two,
mm-hmm.
so that both you and I can really see if this is appropriate for you.
Gotcha. So again, I just wanted to go back to briefly the idea of you of sort of your psychology background, and that are you specializing in kind of helping people with sort of psychological issues through healing with the body, or are you just looking at it as sort of like one extra thing that you're doing?
I think it's one extra thing. However, it's becoming more and more interesting to me. That's going forward. That's, as I referred to earlier, that's the work in progress, where I can really kind of systematize it more in a more concrete way. That kind of protocol that I can employ that people can grasp and understand, that people will value in the sense that, okay, really health, at the root of the word, it's really about being whole. Yeah. It's not just one discrete body part that I'm trying to fix, like one part of the car in your engine, you know, your engine in your car. It's my whole being, you know. So one can't exist without the other. Right. Yeah.
Do you feel your work is different from your father's work? I mean, granted that, you know, he's been doing it much, much longer than you, so he's going to, you know, be an expertise in certain ways. But do you find that you're taking the work in maybe a slightly different direction than...
Yes, a couple of maneuvers, if you will, techniques I use definitely, and I've shown my dad, but he's more old school in his own way, and he's totally happy, content with his style, and he hasn't embraced a couple of techniques that I've learned from other people. And again, something that is wonderful about this developing world out there, where people are becoming more and more open-minded and really embracing whatever works. And I found, yes, a couple of things I do. One is at the hip joint, another at the shoulder that my dad doesn't do, but I have incorporated into my own practice.
With good results,
Yes, very good, yeah.
So do you see, like, the future of body work changing to what it is today?
I think so. My hope is that people will really honor their own bodies, learn to do so, and for that to become somehow just so natural and ingrained in people. That's we've come a long way in terms of alternative / complementary medicine, where, as I said, it's become really mainstream. Most people you talk to now. And I think going forward, the evolution would be for people to start understanding that when one part of their body starts aching, you know, when they have a headache, it's not really just something wrong with their head.
Right.
It could be a whole chain of events, physical, emotional, and otherwise, that could have led to this. And for them to address the headache, really remove it organically, means they're not just reaching for the over-counter, over-the-counter,
for the
medicine,
pill,
but really being willing to commit to improving their overall being, well-being. Right. Yes.
What do you think is your greatest challenge with the work that you do?
I think I could always... I'll always have room to grow in terms of just winning people over verbally initially. I think once they allow me to start working on their bodies, they'll get it. They'll and then if all goes well, I don't even have to say much.
right. Just getting them on the mat.
That's right. But there are lots of, you know, conflicting things that people might have heard about. Okay, is this kind of work unsafe, you know, is this too aggressive? How are you different from a chiropractor or osteopath? So I think there's a way for me to, I think actually I've done a pretty good job over time. Like if people go to my website, www.sugiacupressure, spelled SUGIACUpressure.com.
Okay.
They'll have access to all the information that I'm referring to, where I'm able to articulate my mission with what I do and how I do it and what it's appropriate for. But that is always a challenge, really, winning people over, getting them to be on my team. I mean, I'm on their team. My ultimate goal is to become people's partner in health as soon as I can. But sometimes I found it challenging for some people to help them get over that mental hurdle. Okay, is this why this versus something else that I'm used to doing?
Right. And do you think this is something that people should incorporate just in terms of maintenance? Like even if they're basically okay or healthy, that it's good to have like some body work just to keep the little things at bay?
Absolutely. And people can do very simple things that I can show people on their own. Even when they're really busy at the desk, at the computer, even when they're out in the streets or driving, you know, there are little things people can do with their neck, their shoulders, their lower back, their ankles, little exercises and little bits of acupressure they can apply on themselves that if they do every day, along with drinking a lot of water, you know, lots of commonsensical things, then people can really literally get back in touch with their bodies and beyond. You know?
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. And so if people want to get in touch with you, is the best way through the website?
Website, I would say so. And I don't think I mentioned where I'm actually located.
Right,
I'm conveniently at the heart of New York City at Columbus Circle, right across the street on 60th Street from the Time Warner Building. And it's, accessible, very convenient. It's right next to the park. I think it has very good feng shui.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, NJ. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. And coming up next, of course, everyone's favorite astrologer, Monty Taylor, is here in the house. And next week, Dr. Millie will be back and continue with her Eating for Meaning program. And as those regular listeners know, we've got plenty of shows for the rest of the day. After Monty is Part of My French with Dominique Ducoc, which has a very special guest today. Maybe I'll let Monty say who's going to be on Dominique's show, followed by one of our newest shows, Coffee Talk 3.0 with Kevin Barbaro. That's become a very, very popular show. His podcast is doing amazing afterwards, so I hope you'll continue to listen all the way through the end of the day. We've got live shows until 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And for those of you wondering, yes, I will be back on Friday. I have a wonderful numerologist joining me this Friday for the Conscious Consultant Hour at 11 o'clock. Thank you all for listening. We will talk to you real soon.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, @MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.